Hi, Kia ora koutou katoa and good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to speak at ASHRM on behalf of myself and the whole study team from New Zealand AIDS Foundation. So firstly, I'd like to acknowledge that the conference is taking place on the traditional land of the Whadjuk people. I would like to pay respect to the elders past and present. So PrEP has received public funding in New Zealand in March 2018. This has been a reason to celebrate. However, some access challenges still remain. We estimated that a little less than 6,000 MSM would meet the criteria for publicly funded PrEP in New Zealand, and so far a little less than half of this had ever initiated PrEP. Right, so some overseas research and our observations strongly suggested that men who access PrEP tended to be of quite specific demographic, mostly urban men in their late 20s and 30s. We wanted to see what the situation may look like for our younger communities to identify the possible gaps or barriers. So we decided to look at the data from our annual Ending HIV online survey, or the Big Gay Sex Survey, as we like to call it. The recruitment is entirely conducted online with the use of Facebook, dating apps, and targeted advertising, including porn sites. We ask our key populations every year about their sexual practices, beliefs, and knowledge levels. Some of these questions are around PrEP. For this analysis, 902 participants were included. We divided the eligible participants into two age groups between 16 to 24 and 25 plus. So as you can see here, there's some demographics for the both groups. You can see that the younger group is slightly more diverse in terms of ethnicity. There's slightly more Maori participants and quite a few more Asian participants as well. As you can see, a larger proportion of younger MSM were recruited through Facebook or Grindr. They were also our two most significant recruitment channels. As you can also see, a large proportion of our participants resided in Auckland, and that was the case for both groups. As you may know, a large proportion of New Zealand population lives in Auckland as well. In our sample, the rates of current PrEP use were quite high. It was even higher for the older group, where around 19% in our sample reported currently using PrEP compared to around 10% in younger MSM. This association, and that's quite important, remained significant even after controlling for ethnicity, region of residence, and source of recruitment. We also asked our participants that were using PrEP about the ways in which they were accessing it. Whether it was through the Auckland PrEP trial that was being held at the time, publicly funded PrEP through sexual health or their GPs, or private importation of generics from overseas. And we actually found that the younger men were much more likely to be using the private importation method. That also meant that they needed to carry the financial burden of it, and also they had to manage some administrative hassle associated with arranging PrEP from overseas. Knowledge levels were quite similar across the groups, with only very small deficits in younger men around the knowledge about non-protection of PrEP from STIs. So as a bit of background, we didn't only ask the participants about whether they used PrEP or not, we also asked them whether they would wish to use it. And if you look at this graph here, you can see where the gap is. So there were more of younger MSM who would like to use PrEP, for some reasons were not using it. Right, so to conclude, overall two-thirds of our sample in both age groups wanted to use PrEP or were using it. Younger MSM and older MSM were as likely to be willing to use PrEP. It appears as the older men in New Zealand may be more effective in accessing public healthcare system or healthcare situated PrEP trial to acquire PrEP. Some limitation is that we don't fully understand the reasons why. We asked about the reasons for not accessing PrEP if the participants stated that they wish to access it. Both groups indicated high levels of the following reasons: that they didn't know how to access PrEP, PrEP was associated with a high cost, and they were experiencing discomfort discussing accessing PrEP with their doctor, and that was true for both groups as well. Well, we did not ask participants specifically about their immigration status, and we know that from Australian studies that prep access for those on student visas can be very challenging. In New Zealand, the funding context is very similar. People on many types of temporary visas, including international students, would not be eligible to access funded prep, so there is that added vulnerability, I guess. I think it means it is quite important to implement some strategies to improve access for young men, and research-wise, we would really like to dig deeper and to find out what the actual barriers in New Zealand are, whether they are entirely structural or perhaps healthcare-related. So there's a beautiful Maori proverb at the end, so we may reflect about the wording, though, with the worn-out net lies. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening.